last night's city council meeting, you guys pretty much gave another update on the streetscape project, got some clarification from council. And I just want to give you a chance to just kind of give an update to the general public on how that's going and what the timeline and plans are, especially since now we have RegBri and Nationals coming.
I mean, it's a priority still for us to do downtown streetscape. And so we've been working on that behind the scenes. We're at the point now where we're pretty close to ready to begin bidding out for contract services and those kinds of stuff, so we get a contractor selected and get the project actually started. The goal is sometime this summer to get that going. The discussion we had last night with the council, you know, downtown streetscape has been a high priority. I know this is something that's been discussed in the community for a long time. It was part of the local option sales tax extension approval that the voters did here a couple years ago. And so since I'm kind of new to the community, haven't been here for the entire discussion, I just wanted to make sure that what we're moving forward with actually meets the intentions of what the council and the community had when that discussion went on prior to me being here. I know that several members of the council and the community would like to get downtown streetscape done as quickly as effectively and efficiently as possible. And so the discussion we were having last night is, you know, that $3.3 million, you know, basically only accomplishes one of probably five or six phases. Although it's the most expensive phase, and it's also probably the most critical phase because it's dealing with the downtown square specifically. You know, as the other phases come on board, as we get to those will be probably less expensive and a little bit easier from a logistics standpoint to handle. But again, that $3.3 million represents probably about 50% of our conservative estimates of local option sales tax revenues. So the discussion I was having with the council last night was, how much of the local option sales tax do you want to dedicate towards downtown streetscape, towards that priority? Is 50% adequate, or do you want to dedicate more, et cetera? And so we had some very involved conversation on that last night. It's kind of a balance between committing to progress and getting things done, but not overcommitting so that we're kind of between a rock and a hard spot financially later on down the road if forecasts don't come out as well as expected. And so I think the direction last night was, is we will move forward with downtown streetscape with phase two, and we will move forward with the issuing of the $3.3 million worth of bonding, which means we'll have some public hearings and those kinds of things at some future council meetings so the public can come in and express their comments on that, whether they're for or against or whatever, and the council can take that in consideration before we actually go forward with issuing bonds. The goal would be, though, is assuming that the bonds are issued and contractors selected and we're moving forward, probably shortly thereafter RegBri, we would begin moving forward with having equipment in place and beginning the downtown streetscape. The goal is again, we'll work with the engineers and the contractor to do a lot of communication with the community and specifically the downtown, so that everyone's aware of timelines and when things are starting, what the impacts are, what we're going to be doing to try and keep access open to those businesses so that people can know they can still come downtown and shop. Those businesses are open and how to get to them. And we'll work on that communication. But again, the goal is there probably shortly after RegBri is to have construction really beginning and going full throttle. And again, our goal is to, whatever we start, is to be completed before winter so we don't have a section of downtown closed for the entire winter season and lengthening out that negative impact. And so we're going to be very careful as far as, you know, if we get something started and then we're not sure if we can open something else up and get it done before winter, we may postpone that and wait until spring. So again, our goal is to minimize the impact as much as possible, and we'll communicate through all means possible, media, internet, and hopefully some other communication directly so that the public and the downtown business owners are well aware of how that's going to happen and how to get around.
We mentioned RegBri there a little bit. That announcement came a week and a half ago already now. I know the city put a lot of work into that application, and Dylan Feek, the assistant city manager, put together the application. Just a really good thing for Knoxville, it sounds like, and it's going to take a lot of work.
Yes, it is. In fact, we got our first main meeting with that today, meeting with the RegBri director and beginning to put the pieces in place. And it's going to be several months of planning organization. It's going to be all hands on deck for the community. We're going to need the involvement of everybody. And this is really an opportunity for Knoxville to showcase itself. There's a lot here for Knoxville to be proud of. There's a lot of things that we do very well and makes Knoxville unique. And so we look forward to showcasing that and showcasing the quality of people that we have here as well. It was a pretty big mountain to climb. There was 250 communities that applied to be a host city, and when Knoxville was one of seven selected to do that. Given some of the experiences RegBri had with Knoxville in the past, we had a bit of a mountain to climb to get them to select us, but we were successful in that. And so we want to show them that Knoxville is a great quality community that we know it is. And then our goal is, after we're done hosting RAGBRAI this year, it'll be 5 years before we're eligible to host again. Hopefully by then we have downtown streetscape done, and then we can invite them back again and they can really see the change and progress that Knoxville has made in that time span.
All right, moving on to another item, the legislative session well underway, property tax reform on the forefront again on the agenda of both chambers of the legislature, it seems. Of course, we'll see what kind of deal they negotiate out, if any, again this year. But how is the city prepared to handle any property tax reform that may come down the pipe?
I think we're in good shape and position to handle any of that. It sounds like this year they're talking about a less drastic property tax reform. You know, instead of a 40% rollback, we're talking about a 20% rollback. So that's a positive. The legislature and the governor obviously talk about backfill and guaranteeing that. With reason, there's some skepticism from communities throughout the state on that. And I'm sure the first initial proposal will probably have a backfill to it. The question is how long will that stay? But again, the city was proactive last year through the budget process. We did implement the utility franchise fees. Those revenues have been coming in as expected and in many cases better than expected. And so we have that cushion. Our goal this year is to balance the budget without using that revenue stream to support the day-to-day operations of the city. And so we'll always have that kind of as a safety net. So whatever the legislature does, whether that's a 20% rollback or whether or not there is a backfill to it or not, or it starts with a backfill and eventually it disappears, we'll have that safety net there to help us. So from a financial standpoint, I think the city should be very good. The council and the community will have the opportunity to determine how those utility franchise funds are being used. I mean, obviously there's a revenue purpose statement that we passed when we put that into place, so we have to use them for those purposes. But the community and the council can have a discussion as far as how that money is to be used, should there be some of that available that isn't needed to help with the property tax rollback, whether that's further property tax relief, whether that's using it, investing it towards economic development or housing or other community needs. That's a discussion that the council and the community can have and figure that out. But from a staff perspective, we're really trying to balance that budget without using that this year. Obviously, at some point, if there is a property tax rollback and if that backfill disappears, then we have the utility franchise funds that a portion of that or all of it can come in to replace that. So I think the city's done a good job of being very proactive in making sure that we have a plan B in place should that happen.
All right. And then I know last night, too, you mentioned something about the website and staff training on that, as you guys have been busy on that when you're not busy with the budget. Talk a little bit about the website, and are we still in line to get that launched at the end of this month?
Yes. February 28th is the launch date, and we're very excited about that. We are still on track for that. I would say we're probably 70% of the way with content being developed. And now staff has been trained and we're working on developing that content and getting that done. I'm very confident that we'll be able to have the website ready to go live. And I think it's something that community will find is very informative and very user-friendly and very helpful. It isn't designed just to give out information. It's also designed to be interactive so that the community can have discussion on issues and report things and interact with staff and council and bring issues to our attention, and then we can follow up on those and get those things done, and we can talk about projects and get input and perspective from the community. So it'll be very informative, but it'll also be very useful as an interaction tool for the community as well.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today, Harold?
No, not really. It's been a busy couple weeks. Again, I would encourage people to pay attention to the budget discussions the city's having right now. We'll have several meetings next week. And so I would say pay attention to that. And if you have some thoughts and ideas on things the city could do better or things the city needs to be doing, now's the time to bring those forward so we can get those addressed in the budget and how the city's going to move forward here until June of 2014.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.